Hello, World Kli. Hello, Bnei Baruch. What a wonderful and amazing song. Just listening to the song recorded together with so many tens, it shows that we are truly a society that spans the whole globe, brings all the nations together, and everyone is yearning for the same one goal. Now, let's listen for a clip of Rabash, who will help us to connect and find guidance in his words, and let's implement that in the connection between us friends.
You come to study. They're sitting here, 10 people, maybe 9, maybe 11. And all of them listen. What do they come for? I have a bit of a desire. Let's say I have 10 grams of a desire. What can 10 grams of a desire help me for attaining spirituality? They say there's a remedy. If you have 10 people, one of them has 5 grams, the other has 3, and so on. And they all connect into one unit. So each one is incorporated from all of them. So we see that according to the adhesion in society, each and every one receives a desire from the other one. Same thing happens in a bad society. It works for the bad, or it can work for the good. So we see that when we gather, each and every one has to think. What do I want from this gathering? What did I come here for? Do I have a certain purpose? Or is it enough for me to be here without a purpose? Which, that's also good.
So, dear friends, what a journey this weekend was from our troubled world to spirituality. We went through this journey on the inner stages of spiritual birth in a very special way, where all relationships showed in practice that there is only one tool to achieve the true reality if we connect to each other. Meantime, we were able to experience the joy and immense love of our connection. This is truly the miracle of Kabbalah, my friends. And now we are at the gate of the next powerful task of how to become teachers of the humanity. That will be the last lesson. Teacher of the wisdom of the relationship. So we have to use everything we touched in this Congress, from the first lesson until the last one. Let us keep what we have achieved so far in this Congress, and rise even higher above ourselves so that we can do all that so many famous and anonymous Kabbalists have prepared for us. So friends, only together. L'chaim.
Yes, friends, I can only to continue, my friends. We really need to feel this responsibility that the Creator has put in our hands. I feel during this Congress that we are really starting to realize this opportunity to start entering a new level in the state of the adulthood. In this state, we really have to support each other, and as just Nandor said, more importantly, then we have to take the whole world on our shoulders. We can see what's happening in the world right now, and accordingly we need to connect even more and show the world that we can connect over the languages and over the opposites. And we have to know these opposites the Creator give us intentionally. We have to continue this even more and even more intensively in the last lesson on this of this Congress, and we have to really break into spirituality. Thank you, friends. This great desire, this great lack, this great gift, just continue and l'chaim.
Dear friends, we have a beautiful Congress that brings us closer in this journey of love for the friends. It's wonderful to see all the friends united in one heart, creating new reality, new dimension, where the king rules. This new reality is being created because the effort that the friends from the world be putting into it. This is last lesson, so let us go deeper and let's increase our power of connection. The help of the Creator, we are closer to reaching the goal. Only together, l'chaim, friends. Thank you.
Yeah, we are very grateful to the Creator for this wonderful Congress. It was an amazing moment. When in yesterday's lesson there was a feeling that although we are very different, we are really parts of a common soul. We are after a very strong preparation and have a chance to increase our connection, to give pleasure to the Creator, the High Friends. We are going to Petah Tikva.
We are reading an excerpt from the words of Rabash. There is a special power in the adhesion of the friends, since the views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them. Each is incorporated with the powers of the other, and by that, each one has the power of the whole society. Therefore, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the whole society.
No words to express how it is to be here with all of you giants and do this preparation. Thanks to our great friend, my twin brother from Australia, Nadav, who invited us to be part of this preparation. KBU3, KBU4 together doing this amazing clip. It was not easy, very stressful, recording yourself so many times again and again. But we did it for you, for this force between us and for all humanity. I will pass to our great friend Bradley, who put so much effort and hours to edit this clip. L'chaim, friends.
L'chaim, Brother Luca. Yeah, I think for all of us, it's this gift of feeling that we've been given for this Congress. And as Kabu 3 and Kabu 4 are new, we're very much students. When we got asked to be part of this preparation, and especially on the topic of what it means to be humanity's teachers, we were thrown into a lot of chaos and we were thrown into a lot of confusion. And this feeling of responsibility in the beginning actually became our strength. And it was like the Creator asking us, okay, how much importance do you have for this lesson? How much importance do you have for the world Kli? And we were pushed. We were pushed and we had to fight for connection. But coming out of it, we really understood the example. And we are here in so much gratitude. We are grateful for all of the work that's been done before us. We are gathered from all over the world and we get to sit in our tents and be part of this feeling, this special moment. And from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you. So we're going to step into a clip now from the students, Kabu 3 and Kabu 4. And translators, if you could read the slides as they appear. L'chaim Havarim, let's enter this lesson together. Yachad. Over to the clip.
Great guys. Let's join our hearts together and find the courage of Moses in our heart, bringing humanity in our arms. Please come, friends.
Sparks of purification and cleansing of the body shall pass through you unto other people.
Humanity needs us. People are confused and looking for the answers. Let's reveal them what treasure we found, that they don't have to suffer anymore. Let's teach them about force of bestowing, about force of unconditional love.
For the nations of the world are not yet ready for it, and at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy.
Let us be your servants, and let us be the teachers of humanity.
Only together.
But now, while they are still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people.
A group of people who have taken it upon themselves to be an example, to build a place where all externality has become about internal work between friends. Here in our tens, a world of differing faces and opinions, with a burden for humanity, engaged in the true work, all aimed to feel ourselves as a single, unified whole.
If you agree to be the remedy for all the nations, I command you to be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others in its final form of love your friend as yourself.
All desire for all sex, and let the will be to love one another for a sex. Behind.
Be strong, friends. We're gonna make it.
And therefore he ends, for all the earth is mine, meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me as you do, and are destined to cleave unto me.
Serbia, living in Sweden.
Montenegro, Tarnagora.
Iran, Wales, United Kingdom.
Finland, Lithuania.
Italia, Catalonia.
Denmark, Spain.
Brazil,
the United States.
From Cyprus and Greece.
India. Norway
and Australia. Germany.
From France, living in Malaysia.
Kenya.
Well, friends, what a great clip.
can feel the sound of each friend. And now, let's get closer. Let's open our heart and let's scrutinize this sound together. What do we lack to realize the rule of love your friends as yourself and become an example to all of humanity right now?
Yeah, I think that we lack the annulment, which is the fundamental thing to be able to love somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah, we lack the feeling of being really into what feeling each other, you know, to truly want to feel each other. Yeah. Simone, please.
The passage away for love of your friend as yourself is a request to be to strengthening your connection. Tommy?
It's me. Yes, brothers, to yearning to be as one, to exit oneself, to integrate with brothers. Tommy?
We lack the feeling that we are in the same boat. Rob?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. The only thing that we have missing is, as you've all said, basically, avut. We're having a difficulty raising out of ourselves and putting our brothers first. But as a 10, I think we're working towards that and we're doing very well. So I'm proud. Let's keep going. Matt, please, brother.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. Connection. That's what we're lacking, connection. And to have that connection and to be one man with one heart. We want that desire, and then to have that desire, we want to be able to pray. So we're lacking connection, but we need to pray for connection. Alec?
Yeah, everything is realizing the connection. We see that the whole universe is in our hands, because nothing is created without any purpose. You're here for a reason. Yeah.
Yeah, and this reason actually brings us to a purposeful request, like the friend said. You know, we can truly ask for something, knowing what and why. So we have to truly dig deep and, I think, ask from this point. Simon?
Yeah, the pillar of the Torah, meaning love your friend as yourself, requests a common intention and a true yearning for realize it. Well,
yes, we lack this importance and urgency, just like we need oxygen in every minute. Tommy?
Yes, we need true prayer for the Creator to help us. Rob?
Absolutely. A true, deep prayer from the heart. Do you notice, guys, that the more we connect, the more we realize that we need to connect? So let's just keep connecting. Matt?
Absolutely. Back to that, Rob. Just keep connecting. Keep connecting. And make that important. You know, it's all about the importance. How much is this goal important to us? How much is the creator important to us? But how much is connecting important? And that's what we need to realize, the rule of love your friend as yourself. Alec?
I believe we can feel the lack. Because we can see it in our daily life as well, as we go through this path as together. So we see that the world really needs this. What can we do except to take this burden upon our shoulders, which is actually a joyful work? Yeah. Yeah. We actually it feels like we understand this lack now differently. So it becomes purposeful. And we know that between us, we actually know how to use this as a force. So if we do this between us and we raise it, we can, you know, we can use this it's good. It's good for us. Simon?
Yeah, love your friend as yourself is as you love the Creator in yourself. Paul?
Yes, we are like this. We have been in S1. We need this gut feeling for me.
Yes, and we need to increase the importance of the goal. Rob?
Absolutely, Tommy, yeah, the importance of the goal. Like I said earlier, guys, we are really doing great, but we're still lacking a little bit of the importance of the goal and the desire and the connection. So we really need to step up our game. Not much, though. We're nearly there. Keep going, guys. Matt?
Yeah, exactly, Rob, what you're saying there, because it's all about adding effort, isn't it? You know, it's not about diminishing the ego. It's about realizing the ego, realizing the evil, but then just keep overcoming it by adding more and more efforts to bestow. As we hear from our teachers, just the smallest thing, but just aim in the right direction, aim at the brothers, away from ourselves. Alan?
Exactly. I mean, we see that to our oppositeness from the source, we actually see how deficient we are. And then we can pray for it together, but only together. Yeah. Yeah, it's everything is discovered there, right? It's, you know, the oppositeness brings about this space where we can actually feel it. So it becomes purposeful. We can ask for it. And to bring us closer, this is what we need. A request. We can't do it, but we have to discover it and ask for it. Simon?
And let us all together send a cry to become an example to all the humanity, yes, for share the joy of salvation.
Wow. Thank you very much, friends. We're now going to read a prayer in 5 different languages, and we want the whole of the world clear to try and feel this prayer in their heart. So we're going to start in English. Creator, we stand together as one world clear before you and ask you to bind us together and not to grant us the privilege of being humanity's teachers, the conduit of the abundance you prepared for them.
Now in Indonesian. Sang Pencipta, kami berdiri bersama sebagai satu kli dunia di hadapanmu dan memintamu untuk mengikat kami bersama dan memberi kami hak istimewa untuk menjadi guru umat manusia, saluran kerimpah ruahan yang kau persiapkan untuk manusia.
In Russian. Творец, мы стоим вместе, как одно мировое кли перед тобой и просим тебя связать нас воедино и даровать нам привилегию быть учителями человечества, быть проводником изобилия, которое ты для них уготовил.
Бейзвит, Боэ, אנו עומדים יחד ככלי עולמי אחד לפניך ומבקשים ממך לאגד אותנו יחד ולהעניק לנו את הזכות להיות המורים של האנושות, להיות צינור השפע שהכנת עבורם.
Lithuanian. Kūrėjau, mes stovime kartu kaip vienas pasaulio kly prieš tave ir prašome, kad sujungtų mus ir suteiktų mums privilegiją būti žmonijos mokytojais, gausybės išminties šaltinių, kurie jiems paruošė kanalų.